This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Nancy Landau. Nancy is president of the board of the Friends of the Library, and the Friends of the Library is hosting a dinner with friends. That takes place Sunday, December 4th in the library. Nancy, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Susan.
So, given the fact that the Wilkinson Public Library is so very successful, I mean, 5 stars for 4 years in a row from the American Library Association, why does the Wilkinson need friends?
Well, we are an organization that looks for ways that we can support what the library does within the community, and there are things that haven't been budgeted, which is a yearly process, of course, that come up unexpectedly. For example, the Brian Selznick presentation at the Opera House and the Remy Charlotte art exhibit at the AHA School. That was not conceived of at the time the budget was put in place a year prior, and a request came to Friends, would we be able to help out with the expenses for that presentation, and we were happy to do it. So we were one of the instrumental parties in making that a success, and that's an example of things that we're able to do. Another is the woodworking project at the library. Andy Helk brings his own tools, and he was providing materials. I think they worked with more than 25 kids over a once-a-week thing in the library garage where they had hands-on woodworking, something that's not available in the school anymore. So we heard about that and helped fund materials to make that project go forward. So, again, it was something that wasn't conceived of at budget time, and we were able to make it happen. Help make it.
Hey. Thank you very, very much. That makes it much clearer to me. Last week, the week of Thanksgiving, was Cash Savers Week for the Friends of the Library at Clark's Market.
Mm-hmm.
And by way of illustration, what the Friends of the Library does for the library and therefore for the greater community, how do you plan to spend that pile of money this year?
Well, what we do is we entertain requests. We have a funds request proposal that's available to all the managers and staff at the library, and they conceive of a need, and they put it in writing for us to consider, and the funds for Cash Savers are part of what we have to draw from to honor those requests. One of the last ones that we handled in its entirety was a request for a dishwasher for the program room. So the Cash Savers that we collected last year at 50 cents each, we collected enough to provide that dishwasher and the disposal of the sink and the hardware for the program room, and that was something that came from the donations of individuals 50 cents at a time. And let me just say that this year, for the first time, we have our own Cash Saver number. You can continue to use your own four-digit that you've always used, perfectly fine. But if you don't have one, maybe you're in town just learning about the program or whatever, our number, which you can use year-round from here forward, is 0007. And we had a little James Bond thing going on with the 0007 and reminding folks to use that. And so it's something that we'll still have another collection week next year sometime, not set as yet. But anyone collecting Cash Savers who would like to help with the library Friends collection can just drop those at the library desk anytime. But use that 0007 all year round.
Okay. Besides being a wonderful get-together, what is the point of this dinner with friends on Sunday?
Well, one of the things that interested me when I picked up with helping out with Friends was I was interested in making it more visible and more of a a place where there could be some social time. I love the library. We all do. And a lot of times we're in and out, you know, with our heads down doing our computer work or, you know, grabbing the things we're checking out or whatever. And it is a social place. But I was thinking I could see Friends as being a place where folks who love books, love movies, well, all of those great programs that Scott provides, you know, the folks that are drawn to that, just another layer of place to connect and a place to plug in as volunteers, as supporting members, as donors of books to our book sale, as donors of cash savers to the program. And I'm enjoying it a lot. It's a lot of fun, and I'm meeting great folks, and the dinner is going to be an experience for books and cooks aficionados and those who've never been to one of those programs. Let me just say that the first Tuesday of every month for 2.5 years, Chef Bud has hosted this Books and Cooks program. You come, you watch someone, a professional chef, someone who loves to cook. They'll present a dish, and you eat it, and you take the recipe home if you like. Well, we have taken those 2.5 years of Books and Cooks programs and picked some of the best recipes that we've had a chance to experience, and those will be brought to the table on Sunday night, the best of Books and Cooks. So it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. And I want to add that Dr. Susanna Hoffman, who's doing a special segment of Books and Cooks on Tuesday the 6th, is your guest of honor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and she's providing some of the cookbooks that she's written for us for that evening. And, yeah, the history of cookbooks. It's going to be interesting flavors, textures. We'll have some history and anthropology. It's going to be a fun evening all around.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan V. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out, speaking with Nancy Landau. She's president of the board of the Friends of the Library, hosting a fundraising evening called Dinner with Friends, and that takes place Sunday, December 4th, starting at 6 p.m. Nancy,
and Susan,
so much.
Excuse me, but did we say cocktails, wine, seated dinner,
yes, it's
entertainment, and or prizes?
Yes, it's all there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you Sunday. Bye-bye.